Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, as it is on, primary day, it's a tale of winners and losers, Brian. It's just the way it works. And so we're going to talk about winners and losers and some other things that transpired yesterday. Would you like to introduce our dear friend Chris?
Yeah, Chris Keating's got a lot of important bylines in the last week between, the special powers of Lamont, but Blumenthal thought he was saving those planes and then they're still there. And then obviously the elections last night. Chris Keating of the Hartford Current. Chris, good morning.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning. How are you? Yeah, it's been busy.
Yeah, a lot going on. You know, I'm most interested in Stanford. Because I didn't know much about Caroline Simmons, but she looks formidable on paper, and now she and Bobby V are going to go at it. What do you think?
Yeah,
it's a very good race. I talked to Lamont about it yesterday. He said it would be a good race. Bobby V is incredibly well-known, as you know, and Simmons is getting more and more well-known. She's won four races for state representative there, so she's getting better well-known. She didn't grow up there like Bobby V did.
Right.
But her name recognition is getting out there.
But
so, yeah, no, it's a very interesting race.
Lamont didn't endorse the Democrat.
Well, he didn't want to get involved in the Democratic in the primary. Right? He wanted to stay out of it in the primary, which is kind of usual. You don't want to get in an intra-party squad.
Yeah.
Well, no, but Valentine's unaffiliated, and you asked him, I don't know. I feel like he could have said, I support the Democrat, and he didn't do it.
Well, he said that Valentine was going to be a really good candidate. No, he didn't endorse Bobby V, but he said, he was going to admit that Bobby V will be a tough candidate. He'll definitely be with Simmons, that's for sure.
What's Representative Simmons best known for politically? I mean, where does she fall?
She's the co-chair of the Commerce Committee. She hasn't been around forever. She's not super well known for one particular thing. Like I said, she's the co-chair of the Commerce Committee, so she's interested in job growth and economic development and all kinds of things like that. But she's 35. She hasn't been in the game super long.
Yeah.
So, in other words, she doesn't necessarily have a signature issue that she single-handedly passed.
Okay.
She's impressed. I mean, I think she's pregnant with her third child, and
good
she's still
Lord, y'all.
Doing all this stuff. I mean, women are amazing. Listen, what about New Britain? We have Bobby Sanchez will now go against Aaron Stewart. Aaron Stewart, who we have on the show frequently, and we'll make sure we get Mr. Sanchez on here as well. But she's pretty formidable.
Yes. Stewart has big name recognition. Her father was mayor before her.
Right.
This would be her fifth term times 2 years, given, 9 or 10 years that she's been there already. Yes, she's a big name in New Britain and has won. New Britain internal politics is always quite controversial.
Yeah.
And they play for keeps, and it's always very, very serious. But she has consistently won in her hometown.
Well, and with the Court of the Common Council being largely, if not exclusively, Democratic, she still gets along with them, I guess.
Yeah, she gets along. She understands the city as well as anyone. And the proof is in the pudding. She keeps winning. On the flip side, Bobby Sanchez is kind of a household name there. He's been in the legislature for about 10 years for New Britain. And he's the co-chair of the Education Committee. And education is very important, trying to get the state funding the ECS money, as they call it, for New Britain. Very important issue.
We're talking with Chris Keating, of course, from the Hartford Current. Any other races that people should be watching or anything caught your eye last night?
Well, in Hamden, the mayor lost in Hamden. I don't know how many people follow that, but there's a guy named Kurt Lang, like a three-term incumbent, happened to lose. Mm-hmm. You know, in the same way that David Martin, the incumbent, lost in Stamford.
Yeah.
I think after a while, sometimes people are looking for a change, and they get it. No doubt, Stamford and New Britain were the biggest ones. There was going to be a challenge in New Haven yesterday, but the woman dropped out, and Elliker down there is gaining strength and is pretty well known.
Hey, Chris, just taking a look at the overall picture. What was the? Granted, not everybody had a primary, and it wasn't going on everywhere. But how was the attendance? How many people were voting?
Turnout was not particularly high. What was going on yesterday? These, as you mentioned, these were very selected places. In other words,
right.
15 Democratic primaries, 5 Republican, and a probate race in New Britain and Berlin. So, yes, voter turnout was low. Frankly, a lot of people, had been paying attention to, getting their kids back to school or
the 9/11
anniversary. There was not a ton of publicity on a lot of these races. People have been distracted by other things. However, in November, I think it might be a different story.
Now, in terms of just put a ribbon on that, just real quick before we let you go, with Lamont and the request for 90 more days of some of his special powers, from where you stand in covering both sides of this, is the outrage on the Republican side, how well-founded is it, or is it just sort of that's the stance they have to take?
Well, it's still there. I think from the Republican point of view, Ned has had extraordinary powers, really, if you think of it, since March of 2020.
Yep.
Yeah,
this is a long time now. A lot of people had hoped, I guess everyone had hoped this would be over by now, but it's not. And so in July, which was the last time they voted, things were looking very, very good in July, if you remember back to then. Hospitalizations weren't bad and the positivity wasn't bad.
Right,
and then
right.
The spike went back up. And so that is probably one of the big reasons why it's going to be extended. The fear that the spike will continue.
Yeah, well.
Just one other thing to remember on that. His powers are much more limited than they were last year.
Right, Brian brought that up, yeah.
Right, he's not closing restaurants down and things of that nature. His powers are much more narrow than they were.
Chris, very quickly, and we've only about 30 seconds, but those powers were extended by the legislature, and yet it was, I think it was the Speaker of the House who said, we may be continuing this for a while. We really can't do hearings. So what? What role does the public play in this thing other than vote for the candidates?
I think there might be hearings. There has been some pining for hearings.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
At least on these narrow issues. Like I said, we're down to about a dozen issues. Childhood vaccines, booster shots, things like that.
Yeah.
We're way narrowed down from about 300, like I said, when he was closing restaurants and regular businesses and all kinds of things. His powers were quite extraordinary at the beginning.
But having been at the Capitol for the Current forever... it seems that way. But, those hearings, those are important to a lot of people. And, you're not getting input, some people would say. I know they've done some Zoom stuff and junk like that. Hey, thanks for being on, buddy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Brian.
Be well.
There you go.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto
Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.